The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Hey everybody, it's time for Need to Know, coming to you today from Las Vegas, Nevada, back in Vegas for a big, big week. So much going on and sort of a perfect storm, that those things that happen in life every once in a while that are very fortuitous. A lot of great things seem to just come together. And I'll give you a quick rundown of what's happening out here this week. I have some business going on with a couple of associates that are getting ready to expand in a neighboring state in the casino business, having the opportunity to do some consulting and talk to a lot of people about the future of our industry. I think most of you know my background, that I've been involved in the sports and racing and gaming business my entire career in association with broadcasting. They've been a nice accompanying duo throughout, and having a chance to do some exciting things this week. And at the same time, it just so happens that the Global Gaming Expo, which is the largest of the big shows that are really feature the innovations and different developing products in the gaming business, is here at the Venetian, right across the street from where I'm staying at the Treasure Island. So we will be walking through that and looking at all of the exciting new products and the future of the gaming industry, not just here in the States, but globally. So that's going to be another great opportunity. And if that's not enough, there's some other great things happening here also this week in the sports world. Excited to be attending the Monday night football game between the Raiders and the Green Bay Packers at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Also, I think many of you probably remember that listened to Need to Know, had an adventure thrill ride through the Stanley Cup playoffs last year with the Vegas Golden Knights, who ended up winning the Stanley Cup. They will open the 2023 season on Tuesday night in Las Vegas with a game against the Seattle Kraken. And in that home opener for the regular season, they will raise the Stanley Cup banner, which is going to be fantastic. Kind of a fitting end to the ride that we took last year in going to several of the games in the various rounds. So great sports opportunities here as well. You talk about me being an evolved man? Well, I'm certainly that as well, because on Wednesday night, it is game two of the WNBA Finals. Don't let anybody accuse Kip Kiefer of being sexist or, some kind of elitist in terms of sports, because the WNBA, this is a great final series between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. And I will be on hand for game three of that, or actually it's game two of that series. Las Vegas won the opener on Sunday. So they will try to go up 2-0 before going back to New York. And just selfishly, it's a chance to root against a New York team, which is something I always enjoy doing. So actually looking forward to that. Some great stars in the women's game. And I give all those ladies props, and all of the people involved in WNBA. They have really kind of built from scratch and from very humble beginnings a very viable league now that is getting a lot of attention, and deservedly so. So Kip Kiefer is fully evolved. He's attending a WNBA playoff game coming up on Wednesday night in Las Vegas. Thursday night, we've got exciting plans. There's a fabulous new entertainment destination here in Las Vegas that just opened a week ago. It is called the Vegas Sphere. It is this amazing conglomerate of basically gigantic screens and lights that create the exterior, and inside it's a 17,000 seat arena which is capable of hosting all kinds of shows. U2 kicked things off last week and they're playing a series of concerts at the Sphere. We will be going for a tour and a multimedia show. I really don't know what to expect, but this is really the cutting edge in the future of entertainment venues, and very excited to see the new fabulous Vegas Sphere. And of course, then Friday, Kip Kiefer celebrates a birthday. Another trip around the sun, and I'm thankful to be still here and still kicking away. And just so happens, I think I've told you also that one of my favorite musical artists, who I've already been lucky enough to see twice this year in concert, once in Birmingham, once in Fort Lauderdale, I will be attending Jackson Browne here at the Venetian Theater on Friday night for my birthday. So very exciting week indeed here in Las Vegas, with all kinds of business and personal and sports celebrations. It's going to be fabulous, and it's one of those weeks where you just kind of look up and say, man, I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to do so many great things in the space of just 4 or 5 days, both involved in my way I make my living and the things I really enjoy in my leisure time. So it couldn't get any better. And to top that off, the best thing of all is next weekend, this coming weekend, I'm planning on getting as much time with my grandson, King, who lives here in Las Vegas, with my great son, Case, and his wife, Tracy, a real power couple in Las Vegas. They are both doing great. Case is the sports editor, of course, of the Las Vegas Sun here in Las Vegas. He's living the dream, covering the Raiders, all the major sports events that come to this town. Of course, baseball is right around the corner. The hockey team I mentioned is the world champions. But also, he's in the Mecca for the fight game, UFC and boxing, and he's ringside for all the big fights. Tracy, his wife, is a vastly successful event coordinator here in Las Vegas, who really has calls the shots and puts together some of the most extensive conventions, concerts, gatherings, you name it. Tracy's involved in it. So they have my 3-year-old grandson, King, who is just a hoot. And so on top of everything else I'm getting to do, getting some quality King time is the top of the list in things that are going to be gratifying and exciting. So a great week for Kip Kiefer. I appreciate you bearing with me as I went through that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time harping on things this week. I think I kind of wear you out, and sometimes I wonder if maybe I'm too alarmist. But there's a lot of things that everybody needs to be aware of and, of course, needs to know. So we try to spend as much time on those things as we can and capsulize those down. But I thought the easiest way to kind of introduce what I wanted to talk about this week is to remind everybody that I'm sure you heard when you were a child, my parents would say, actions have consequences. And it's a real simple little phrase, but it really makes sense, because anything you do triggers other things. And sometimes positive actions have great consequences. Other times, not so good decisions can lead to all kinds of issues and further convolute what might have been a simple situation. So with that being said, I'm going to amend that phrase a little bit to really bad actions can lead to very significant consequences. And I'm speaking of what we're watching here on the geopolitical stage. I told you about a month ago, it was actually on September 11th, that the White House made an announcement that they had reached a deal with the Iranians to trade 5 prisoners that they were holding that were American citizens for 5 Iranian incarcerated individuals in our country. And they went through this great patting themselves on the back for their master diplomacy and all of the great skills they have in getting these Americans back home and how it's such a wonderful thing. And it is, of course, any person imprisoned anywhere in the world improperly to get them back is certainly a great thing. I mentioned the WNBA before. Brittany Griner, of course, one of the league stars, actually was incarcerated in Russia and in a much criticized move, although no one has anything against Brittany Griner getting to come home. But the trade with Russia was for a arms dealer who had been responsible for the development, sale, and distribution of some really hideous weapons that had been used in terrorist operations and different evil regimes, wars on their own citizens. So, you know, that was a sketchy deal in terms of who the trade person on the other side that we were giving back was, because this is some guy who has been directly responsible for loss of life to innocent people around the country. And again, these political deals, of course, again, to get Brittany Griner back is great, but they came at a very, very high cost that, you know, this government wanting to get opportunities to pat themselves on the back and create the false narrative that they are really on top of things. Sometimes it's an action that is a very negative consequence in terms of the implications of what takes place. So I told you on September 11th, they picked of all days, the day that we observe the terrible September 11th of 2001 with the greatest attack on our country that's ever been staged, resulting in the death of almost 3,000 people. We don't need to rehash the history, but basically that was the day the White House chose to let Congress know that they had reached that deal to trade 5 for 5 Americans for Iranian prisoners. Now, the American prisoners were people basically that had gone out to Iran to visit extended family and had been rounded up as a clearly aggressive maneuver to try and, you know, be able to get concessions out of the United States. These people were not spies. They were not conducting any nefarious missions for the United States government in their time in Iran. Again, most of them had relatives there and were of Iranian descent, although they were American citizens. Anyway, the people we had incarcerated here on the Iranian side were people that had been accused of espionage and spying and stealing materials and doing things representing the Iranian government. So we were trading for our civilians in exchange for their nefarious operatives. So once again, not such a great deal. But then the dirty little secret, and by the way, it's not just a 5 for 5 trade. No, we're Americans. We're going to go ahead and have the South Koreans unfreeze and release back to the Iranians $6 billion in assets that are being frozen in South Korean banks, because it's a sanction penalty against Iran, because they are by far the leading purveyor of terrorism around the world, financer of terrorist activities of any country in the world. And of course, the Trump administration had declared war on that aspect of the Iranian secret police and terrorism operations, taking out al-Baghdadi, the general responsible for a lot of the chaos around the world on behalf of the Iranian government. So that trade, it was 5 for 5 and $6 billion to the Iranian regime. Now, as the Biden White House is prone to do, they, of course, then said, well, now don't misunderstand. This $6 billion is going to be allocated by Qatar, the country that's going to be kind of the filter in all this. And it can only be used for humanitarian purposes for the Iranian people. And it didn't take even a day before the Ayatollah of Iran coming on and saying, we will spend our money that we are finally getting back that had been stolen from us any way we choose. We are not going to be dictated to. So that was not part of the agreement. That was just a tack on that the Biden administration, when they started to get heat for coughing up $6 billion that was clearly going to be earmarked for the further development of the Iranian nuclear situation, and they're getting closer and closer to having nuclear capabilities, which is a terrifying thought for everybody walking around on this planet. But with that being said, this whole nonsense about humanitarian expenditure, the Iranian government immediately said, that's just not true. It's BS. We'll spend our money any way we want. Well, we found out, first of all, let me say this. I said it on this show a couple of weeks ago that what happened to the American absolute granite in stone set saying and approach that we do not negotiate with terrorists. The Iranian government is terrorists. They are funding terrorists. They are wreaking havoc all over the world, resulting in the deaths of innocent people. And these are not even direct negotiation with the Iranians because they won't talk to the Biden State Department directly. They will not deal with the American government because they're still ass hurt from the way Trump kind of kicked their butt in the years he was in power. So this is just rich. The negotiator, the middleman, the deal broker between the United States and Iran is none other than Vladimir Putin's government of Russia. Now, think about how absurd that is. Russia is going back and forth with the emissaries from the representatives of the governments of Iran and the United States brokering the deal. They also have a lot of business interests and trade for energy and weapons and whatnot with the Iranians. Meanwhile, our relationship with the Russians is a little bit strained right now because we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, who they are currently waging war against. So if you add up all of this equation, it is absolutely baffling that we are making deals with a country that's the chief sponsor of terrorism in the world, which violates our set-in-stone creed that we do not negotiate with terrorists. And the broker of the deal is a country that we're financing a proxy war that's bankrupting our country, and we just continue to send billions of dollars in weapons systems and cash that just disappears into the depths of Ukraine. We don't know where it goes. It's not traced. It's not audited. It's not put into any kind of form of where we know where our money's going. It is just insane. You talk about ridiculous consequences yielding, ridiculous actions yielding just unimaginably bad consequences. This is the mother of all deals in terms of that. So we found out, now that we've transferred the $6 billion, what the Iranians are going to spend some of their money on. Because over the weekend, there was a savage attack by Hamas representatives in on the Palestinian side of the Gaza Strip, that basically an invasion of Israel, taking hostages, killing hundreds of Israelis, wreaking havoc. And Hamas is primarily almost 100% sponsored by, you guessed it, the Iranian government. So we make this great deal so the Biden administration will look like diplomatic geniuses getting our citizens back. And all the emphasis was the shots of these people coming back home. And again, I'm happy for any American who gets out of that terrible situation. But what a terrible cost, the resulting in the deaths of so many Israelis and really igniting the hot spot of the Middle East, which had been kind of in a cooling off period under the Trump administration. He was making inroads, his administration, to the Saudis and Iran, and the Israelis finally having diplomatic relations and trade agreements and things of that nature. The war that has gone on for centuries between different factions in the Middle East was starting to show some progress. And now the Biden administration, with their fascination with Iran and kowtowing to the worst people on earth in terms of their causing trouble and leading to, again, just death and destruction with their sworn enemy Israel, they back Hamas and Hezbollah in that region, which are the great enemies of the Israeli government. So it's a bad situation. It is the just perfect case example of some really bad actions leading to some really terrible consequences. And it's something that every American should be aware of. All of the politics that they play, all of the shenanigans that they undergo to try and demonstrate that they're on top of things and are doing a good job with their administration are just a complete scam, because these kind of decisions, which again, who knows what triggers those? There's been, all the way back to the Obama administration, this desire to work with Iran, a country that hates the our country, and really is led by the most evil regime imaginable, and yet we continue to bend over backwards to facilitate all of the Iranians' absolutely insidious activities, and it just doesn't make any sense. And somebody needs to ask some questions, but unfortunately, Congress, who's supposed to oversee the administration's activities, never does that, because all of them are on the take too, getting money from who knows where to keep their silence and just keep the greatest growth industry in the history of the world, the central government of the United States, rolling right along by filling up all their pockets with the activities that we all are just cringing watching unfold. So it's a terrible situation, and actions have consequences, and we've seen that play out big time in this particular situation. That's Need to Know this week. We'll have more next week. Again, thank you for indulging my kind of makeshift broadcast situation here, getting this in so I can communicate with all of you, who I appreciate so much listening to our show week to week here on TKR. Don't forget, Kiefer and Curry will be along this week with another one of our shows. Always enjoy getting together with Tony and kicking around different subjects. A lot of times sports related, but entertainment, you never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like Forrest Gump and his box of chocolates. Last week we talked about Taylor Swift and how she's become the face of the NFL all of a sudden. Two worlds that you wouldn't expect to collide, but you never know, as every week there's more to be amazed with. And between Need to Know and the chance to sit down with Tony and talk all the things that all of us are fascinated by each week, is a grand opportunity. And don't forget our television program at 10:30 on Saturday morning. It is Kiefer and Curry's starting lineup. On assignment here this week in Vegas. I will not actually be on the show this week. I will have my best bet pick, though, that Tony will convey. Tony's going to have a great guest on the show this week coming up, Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa, and a great preview of all of our lineup of great stars, Terry Quillian, the legend from the Paul Feinbaum Show, and Case Kiefer from right here in Las Vegas, to give you everything you need for a great football Saturday. 10:30, ABC 3340, every Saturday, Kiefer and Curry, starting lineup, a must for your football day to get things kicked off. I'm Kip Kiefer. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Need to Know. We will see you again right here next week on TKR.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.